Santee Rental Spotlight, Carlton Hills and Sky Ranch. Neighborhood read first. Carlton Hills and Santee scores a crime safety rating of 3 out of 10, lower is safer here, versus a U.S. average of 4. Santee overall runs violent crime about 37% below and property crime about 30% below national rates. Residents call it quiet, family-oriented, with good school access. The downsides are pretty mild. Older housing stock, typical suburban traffic. Sky Ranch, another Santee pocket, carries a crime safety grade of A with an overall crime index about 6% below the national average. Both neighborhoods lean suburban, mid-income, families, and working professionals. Solid and livable. Zillow puts the typical Santee rent at $2,847 per month, up 2.9% year over year. That's real upward pressure. Realtor.com doesn't break out rent data for Santee specifically, so Zillow carries the load here. Unit 1309 comes in at $3,526 per month. Unit 3113 at $3,562. Unit 3211 at $3,738. And Unit 1108 at $3,789. All two-bed/two-bath at around $1,010. Now, honest truth on the current rent cast listings, everything live in Santee right now is apartments. No houses or ADUs surfaced in this pull. That's the market reality today. The listings are all at 320 Town Center Parkway, which is a larger complex. Square feet. Those are running $679 to $942 above Zillow's typical rent, so Santee's active listings are skewing premium right now. Fallback apartment complexes. Lakeview Park Apartments on Mast Boulevard, 3.8 stars from 6 reviews. Sunset Trails Apartments on Graves Avenue, 3.3 stars from 70 reviews, broader sample, more mixed. If a house or ADU opens up in Carlton Hills or Sky Ranch, grab it. Tap below for current availability and photos.